Zadanie pierwsze.
1. You look so elegant. Is this what you wear to work?
Well, most of the time. I currently work in a call centre and we have formal office regulations on dress code. My team leader is so strict that he sends us home to change, as if we were naughty children.
What about other leaders?
They let their staff wear jeans and t-shirts. That makes me mad, especially that I can't see the point of these regulations. To my mind, you should dress appropriately to the situation. In a smart work environment where you meet customers, elegant clothes should be mandatory, but in a call centre, it doesn't really matter what you wear.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You look so elegant. Is this what you wear to work?
Well, most of the time. I currently work in a call centre and we have formal office regulations on dress code. My team leader is so strict that he sends us home to change, as if we were naughty children.
What about other leaders?
They let their staff wear jeans and t-shirts. That makes me mad, especially that I can't see the point of these regulations. To my mind, you should dress appropriately to the situation. In a smart work environment where you meet customers, elegant clothes should be mandatory, but in a call centre, it doesn't really matter what you wear.
Two. Last week, Pillsbury awarded $1 million to Christina Preston, whose pumpkin dessert earned the grand prize in the company's cooking contest. I've invited Christina to share her experiences with us. Also, joining us today is the culinary historian Laura Field, who's written extensively about the evolution of food contests. Finally, we'll hear from the esteemed chef, Jeffrey Hike. He'll comment on judging cooking competitions and tell us how to differentiate between a merely good dessert and a truly inspiring one. And then the three of them will be answering questions from the audience and from our viewers.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last week, Pillsbury awarded $1 million to Christina Preston, whose pumpkin dessert earned the grand prize in the company's cooking contest. I've invited Christina to share her experiences with us. Also, joining us today is the culinary historian Laura Field, who's written extensively about the evolution of food contests. Finally, we'll hear from the esteemed chef, Jeffrey Hike. He'll comment on judging cooking competitions and tell us how to differentiate between a merely good dessert and a truly inspiring one. And then the three of them will be answering questions from the audience and from our viewers. Three.
You may arrive in the UK thinking you know all about British people. But do the stereotypes hold true? One of them refers to Brits as football hooligans. Now let me dispel this myth once and for all. There's no denying that Brits invented the game. We know from history that in ancient and medieval times, sports events were sometimes held to settle disagreements. With its seemingly bizarre tribal loyalties, the modern British game could be said to express similar needs. Of course, fans are visible and vocal, but only a tiny minority have fights. To my mind, this sport rather brings supporters together, regardless of whether they celebrate victory or have to accept defeat. The results of a survey by the Social Issues Research Centre show that English fans are most commonly associated with violence because of the amount of media attention devoted to it. This is where the stereotype comes from.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You may arrive in the UK thinking you know all about British people. But do the stereotypes hold true? One of them refers to Brits as football hooligans. Now let me dispel this myth once and for all. There's no denying that Brits invented the game. We know from history that in ancient and medieval times, sports events were sometimes held to settle disagreements. With its seemingly bizarre tribal loyalties, the modern British game could be said to express similar needs. Of course, fans are visible and vocal, but only a tiny minority have fights. To my mind, this sport rather brings supporters together, regardless of whether they celebrate victory or have to accept defeat. The results of a survey by the Social Issues Research Centre show that English fans are most commonly associated with violence because of the amount of media attention devoted to it. This is where the stereotype comes from.